It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces for their first time this year. It is the opening game of a six-game homestand. Well, the Rainiers come in with some positive momentum. They struggled on the road trip as a whole, going 4-8 on the long 12-game road trip to first Las Vegas and then Salt Lake City. But the Rainiers did win the last game on Sunday in Salt Lake City, and they did so with big bats, scoring 14 runs, winning by a final score of 14-10, but they were ahead 14-3 going to the Rainiers. 14-run outburst on Sunday came after the club scored 12 runs in a losing effort on Saturday night. So the Rainiers have scored 26 runs and have had 33 hits over the last two games in Salt Lake City, and that means the guys in the lineup are feeling good. And yes, that's a great place to hit in Salt Lake City, almost a mile high above sea level, and the ball really carries there. But still, that positive feeling that the hitters have will hopefully carry over into this series, which begins here today. And this is a bit of an oddity, a day game to start a six-game series, but the Red Ears got back in town Sunday night, and the Reno Aces arrived here last night, so everybody should be well-rested and prepared for this day game today here at Cheney Stadium. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCacken makes the start. McCacken is 1-2 with a 6.75 ERA. This will be his team-leading seventh start of the year. He's going to be opposed by Reno right-hander Corbin Martin, who is making his first AAA appearance of the season. He actually began the year in the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen at the major league level, working as a long reliever. But long-term, the Diamondbacks think he's a starter, so they optioned him to AAA to move him into the rotation. So Corbin Martin makes his first start for the Aces today and probably will be on a pretty short leash, I would think, since he was just pitching in the bullpen in the major league. So Martin on the hill for Reno and Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. We've got some fun stuff happening in today's game. Some rehabbing Seattle Mariners. That's plural, not singular. And also a couple roster moves we got to get caught up on as well. We'll do all that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. More than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers relieved to be back home after 2 weeks on the road in the Pacific Coast League. Home today to take on the Reno Aces, their divisional rival. Reno entering play today 14-16 on the year. Tacoma's 9-21, but as we mentioned, coming off of a encouraging win in Salt Lake City on Sunday. Well, the Red Deers do have rehabilitating Mariners who are going to appear in today's game. Kyle Lewis is here still, and he joined the Red Deers on the last stage of the last road trip in Salt Lake City. And he's still with the club. He's here today in the lineup as the designated hitter. He's been swinging it well. Kyle Lewis will be joined today by his Mariners teammate, Sergio Romo, the longtime Major League reliever who the Mariners signed as a free agent in the offseason. And Romo is scheduled to pitch one inning today. So we should see Sergio Romo get into this ball game as well after Darren McCacken, the Red Deers starter. Kyle Lewis as well. Also of note, Riley O'Brien, the reliever, recently he was optioned on Sunday to Tecoma, so he's here today. Nick Margavich has cleared waivers. He had been designated for assignment. He cleared and was outrighted to Tecoma, so Margavich is here and on the active roster today. Also, the youngster John Creel was transferred back to extended spring training. He got into one game for the Red Deers on the road in Salt Lake City. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when we come back right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Today's ball game first for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 14 wins and 16 losses. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off and playing second base is Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, the shortstop, Jake Hager. Hitting third and playing center field is Jake McCarthy. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Stone Garrett. Batting fifth and playing first base is Dominic Canzone. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Batting seventh, right fielder, Braden Bishop. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Juan Gratterall. And batting ninth, left fielder, Camden Duzenac. On the mound, right-hander Corbin Martin making his AAA debut for this season. Well, the Tecoma Red Deers are 9-21 on the year. The Mariners' AAA affiliate is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tecoma, playing second base, is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the shortstop, Donovan Walton. Hitting third is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, the right fielder, Steven Souza Jr. Batting fifth and catching is Brian O'Keefe. Eric Mejia hits sixth. He is at third base. Hitting seventh, the first baseman, Zach Green. Batting eighth is center fielder, Forrest Wall. And hitting ninth, the left fielder, Billy Hamilton. On the mound for the Red Deers, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 1-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Umpires, David Arrieta behind home plate, Derek Thomas at first, and Matt Brown at third. It's Tecoma and Reno. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we are about ready for the start of this one. The Tacoma Rainiers and the Reno Aces. First of six games in this series, and this is the only trip to Tacoma all year for the division rival Reno Ball Club. Here's the first pitch of the game from Darren McCacken to Yanni Hernandez. It's in there for a called strike, and we are underway. 56 degrees, the game time temperature here at Cheney Stadium. As now, the next pitch from McCacken is on its way, and this is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, the count to Yanni Hernandez. Darren McCacken will generally be around the plate throwing sinkers and sliders and changeups, and his next pitch to Hernandez is a slider away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Hernandez hitting 291, switch hitter batting left. Very good base dealer, a guy the Rainiers want to keep off the bases during this series. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back by Hernandez, and the count's even 2-2. Great to be back home here in Tacoma. We've got partly cloudy skies, a breeze blowing out towards center field. And at the moment, the sun is shining down on the diamond. Our first midweek day game here at home this season. And McCacken now with a 2-2 pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air towards a shallow left, tight to the line. Billy Hamilton is over, and he makes the catch in fair territory, and one man is out. So McCacken retires the first batter he faces, and now Jake Hager will be the hitter. Hager, the Reno shortstop, spent a month with the Rainiers League organizations via the waiver wire. And Hager landed in Tacoma for about 4 weeks during that. Ended up finishing the year with Reno and starting this year with him. And he takes a strike from McCacken, 0-1 the count. Darren McCacken, right-hander out of Long Beach State University. Into his motion, and the 0-1 is a swing and a tapper in front of the plate foul. The Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe, tried to grab it while it was in fair territory because the Rainiers would have had an easy out there, but the ball trickled foul before he could reach it. So no balls, two strikes to Hager. McCacken's had back-to-back very strong pitching performances on the road in great hitters' parks. Here's his 0-2 to Hager, and it is popped up foul first base side. Zach Green on the move and can't get it. It's in the seats and out of play. His last time out in Salt Lake City 6 days ago, last Wednesday, McCacken limited the Bees to two runs over six innings. Got no decision in a game the Rainiers lost 3-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss there. Strike three. Got Hager with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and that's the second out here of the first inning. McCacken with his first strikeout of the day. Now Jake McCarthy is the hitter. Prior to the strong outing in Salt Lake City, McCacken went six innings at Las Vegas and limited the Aviators to one run and won that game. Here's his pitch to McCarthy, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Jake McCarthy, left-hand hitter, has already spent time in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks this year. 0-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left. Hamilton's lining it up, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Darren McCacken sets down the side in order at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Darren McCacken worked a 3-up, 3-down top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Opening game of a 6-game homestand. And this is the only midweek day game of the homestand. We're back to night games starting tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. And then on Thursday and Friday, the games will be at 7.05. And then we'll be here through the weekend. Saturday's games at 5.05 and the day game Sunday to wrap it up at 1.35 in the afternoon. Here's Sam Haggerty leading things off, and he swings at the first pitch and hack. The Reno Aces left fielder Camden Duzenak makes the catch on the warning track, one step onto the track, and one pitch, one out in the bottom of the first. And now Donovan Walton will be the hitter. Corbin Martin making the start for Reno after beginning this year and until now being in the major league bullpen of the Diamondbacks. Here's his pitch to Walton, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. They sent him down to move him into the rotation. Martin with Arizona this season in 5 appearances, 14 and a third innings, no record of 4.40 ERA. Next pitch fouled away by Walton, 0-2. Walton hitting .319 in 11 games for Tacoma. Martin faced the Red Ears one time last year. Now his 0-2 pitch is down low and inside for a ball. 1-2. Pitch against the Rainiers May 30th last year. Made 6 AAA starts last year and 5 big league appearances last year. So here's a pop-up foul by Walton, but this will get into the seats out of play. Martin last year was in his comeback from Tommy John surgery season. He was at one time prior to the elbow surgery considered a big pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, and they're still high on him. So now the 1-2 pitch is down and in to Walton. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Martin was part of a big trade in Diamondbacks' recent franchise history at the deadline in 2019 when they dealt Zach Greinke to Houston. 2-2 pitch is lined to the second baseman and caught by the leaping Yanni Hernandez. And there's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. Right here, but nothing to show for it. Sam Haggerty with a deep fly to left. And now Walton with a liner to the second baseman. And here's Kyle Lewis for his first ever plate appearance at Cheney Stadium. Made his AAA debut for the Red Ears on the road in Salt Lake City. Homered on his first swing of his rehab assignment. He takes one low and away for a ball. In 4 games so far, Lewis is 6-for-17 with 2 homers and 6 runs batted in. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and bounced to the left of the mound. Off the hill to field it is Martin. He turns and throws out Lewis at first base, and there is the final out at the bottom of the first inning. So Lewis bounces back to the pitcher, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the first. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the show rookery for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the second inning of play. And the Reno Aces have their cleanup hitter, Stone Garrett, leading things off against Darren McCacken. And McCacken's into his motion, and the first pitch to Garrett is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Stone Garrett is a Triple-A rookie this year, and he's been one of the hottest hitters in the league to start the season. He swings and misses at a breaking pitch, a slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Garrett's hitting .326, which is fifth highest in the league, and he's in the top five with home runs, 7 and 24 runs batted in. 0-2 pitch, hit of the air to shallow right field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. A little end of the bat blooper into shallow right. Souza picks it up and throws it back in, and Garrett has a leadoff single in the top of the second inning. Didn't hit that ball hard, but he hit it to a good spot. We're getting a base hit, a little blooper into shallow right. And now Dominic Canzone is the hitter. Left-hand batter who's already been promoted from Double-A this season. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a called strike. Canzone hit .368 in 11 games with 3 homers for Double-A Amarillo, the Diamondbacks team in the Texas League. 0-1 pitch is lined into right center field. That's a base hit. Rounding second is Garrett. He's heading to third. The center fielder Wall gets the ball back in. And Reno has runners at the quarters with nobody out. So Canzone sprays a single into right center. And Reno is threatening now. Kennedy, the hitter. Right-hand batter. Kennedy, new to the Reno club this year, came up through the Diamondback system, and he's a Triple-A rookie this year, hitting .264 with 3 homers in 25 games. Right here's play, double play depth up the middle, and the pitch to Kennedy is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Last year, the Rainiers had the upper hand on Reno. These two teams played 24 times last season, and Tacoma won 14 and lost 10. Now the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air towards center. Lining it up is Wall, and he squeezes it for the out. But tagging at third is Garrett, and he scores the first run of the day on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Kennedy. Canzone held at first base. Reno leads it 1-0. And now Braden Bishop, former Rainier and Mariner, will settle in for the Aces. Bishop hitting .247. No homers, 6 runs batted in, but he always hits well in this ballpark. And McCacken turns and throws to first, and back in standing up is Canzone. Bishop, not just a former Mariner and former Rainier, also a former Washington Husky. McCacken with a pitch to Bishop, and it is taken for a strike. Last year when the Red Ears posted their winning record against Reno, they did something they had never done before in franchise history, and that's win games in Reno, a place that historically the Red Ears have had a very tough time. Here's a grounder foul, third base side. But the Red Ears ended their curse in Reno last year by not just posting a winning record in that ballpark for the first time in franchise history, but doing so very emphatically. The Red Ears played 18 games at Reno last year and won 12 of them. And that was a big key to Tacoma winning the division and the league championship last year. 0-2 pitch, pulled on the ground, foul, third base side. Still no balls, two strikes to Braden Bishop. McCacken on the hill working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Zach Green playing first base, holding the runner on. Canzone with his lead. He has a couple of steals already. Now the 0-2 pitch to Bishop is up high for a ball. Up the middle today, the Red Ears have Sam Haggerty short with Eric Mejia patrolling third. Outfield is Hamilton in left field, Forrest Wall in center, and Souza in right. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air towards shallow center. Back goes Haggerty, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. The runner was on the move, and the Red Ears are going to double Canzone off of first base. An inning-ending double play. Canzone was moving on the pitch. It was popped up into shallow center field, and Canzone never got the memo that that ball was going to be caught, and he kept running through second and, in fact, was on his way to third when the ball was caught by Haggerty. So a double play goes 4-3, and that ends the top of the second inning. But Reno scores a run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-one, no matter where they are, Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
1-0 Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Steven Souza is laced down the left field line, but it hooks and goes foul. And there is strike one to Steven Souza Jr. leading things off against the Reno right-hander Corbin Martin. Souza, the last 2 days in Salt Lake City, homered in each game. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And he had 8 runs batted in the last 2 days. In Salt Lake City, the last 2 days of that series, Saturday and Sunday. He swings and rips one over the leaping third baseman and down the left field line. That's a hit. Picking it up is Duzenac. Souza takes the turn at first and holds with a single. First hit of the game for the Red Ears. Souza singles to left field. He now has 7 hits in his last 12 at-bats. And Souza has reached base with a hit or a walk in 10 consecutive games. Here's Brian O'Keefe. Just his 7th game of the year after only recently being activated from the injured list, and O'Keefe takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe, 7 for his first 23 with a homer. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Coming in and sliding is Bishop. He can't get it, and the ball bounces away. Souza rounds second and then stops there. And it's going to be a base hit for O'Keefe. And the Red Deers have two on with nobody out in the second. Souza had to hold up to see if this ball would be caught or not. And thus could only move up one base. So runners at first and second, no one out for Eric Mejia. Mejia at left-handed, hitting 250 on the dot in 24 games. But he's been heating up at the plate too, and he shows bunt, pops it up, foul behind the plate, and it's caught by the catcher, Gratterall. And that is the first out of the inning. Mejia showing bunt there and bunting it in the air. So one out, and now Zach Green will be the hitter. Green has homered in each of his last two games, including a three-run shot on Sunday in the first inning in Salt Lake City. On the year, he's hitting 278 and leads the club with six homers. And he takes a pitch down low for a ball. RBI opportunity here for Green, who has 22 runs batted in this year, which leads the Rainiers and ranks seventh in the league. Here's the 1-0 on its way from Martin. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Zach Green, in his first year in the Mariners system, signed as a free agent in March. Now the 1-1. Is up and away. Two balls, one strike. Now here comes Martin with his 2-1 pitch. And it is just off the plate for a ball. Three balls, one strike. On deck is Forrest Wall. Souza at second and O'Keefe at first. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and hit well towards left field. Backing up is Duzenak at the track. He leaps. He can't get it. It's gone. A three-run home run for Zach Green. And the Red Deers take the... He has now homered in three consecutive games for the Red Deers. He had a three-run homer on Sunday, and he has one here today. Just a fastball, inner half of the strike zone, and he turned on it and lifted it out of here. Home run number 7 on the year, and he's up to 25 runs batted in. So the Red Deers have a 3-1 lead in the second inning. And now Forrest Wall stands in, and he takes ball one. Now the 1-0 is in there for a called strike. And the count's even now, 1-1. And this pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And now a swing and a foul back, and that evens things up 2-2. Martin winds, and the 2-2 pitch is up and away, ball three. So a full count to Wall. And now a swing and a pop-up into shallow left, and in comes Duzenak, and he makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning. Wall flies out And now Billy Hamilton will be the hitter. Distance on the Zach Green three-run homer, 371 feet. Swings and misses, there's strike one. Next delivery is over for a strike, 0-2, and Hamilton's behind in the count. Now this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. Threw a fastball past him, and Hamilton has struck out, and the inning is over. Rightiers get three runs in the bottom of the second inning on three hits, including the Zach Green homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On the right ears with the lead over the Reno Aces. We go to the third inning of play. Juan Graterol, Camden Duzenac, and Yanni Hernandez to bat this inning. And McCacken with a pitch. And it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And it swung on and bounced foul, third base side, 0-2 the count. Juan Graterol hitting 148 in 16 games for Reno. But he's a good receiver behind the plate who has major league time with a couple different teams. 0-2 the count. And the pitch from McCacken is inside for a ball. 1-2. Now the next delivery is a swing and a miss. Strike three. McCacken racks up his second strikeout of the day. And now Camden Duzenac will be the hitter. Duzenac hitting in the nine spot, batting 270 with four homers. Now the pitch is swung on and hit down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Over to retrieve it is Souza. Duzenac takes the turn at first and holds there with a single. And he's on with one out at the top of the third inning. Duzenac kind of lackadaisically took the turn around first base. Souza whipped a throw into Sam Haggerty, and Duzenac suddenly realized, hey, I'm pretty far from the base here. And he went scrambling back in. Here's Yanni Hernandez now with the runner at first and one out. And the pitch is bounced, a two-hopper up the middle, fielded by the right ears shortstop, Walton, who applies the tag for one and then throws to first. And the runner at second base, Duzenac, is saying he wasn't tagged. Safe at first is Hernandez. He's really fast. But they called Duzenac out at second. And now Reno's new manager, Gil Velazquez, is going to argue with the base umpire, Matt Brown. The shortstop, Walton, fielded this slow bouncer to the right of the second base bag. He had to change directions to move back towards the base, and he couldn't get all the way to the base, so he reached out to tag Duzenac, who was running in instead. And the umpire called Duzenac out, and then Walton threw to first to try to get a double play, but was unable to get Hernandez. And still discussing it out there is Velazquez, and now the home plate umpire, David Arrieta, has gone out there as well. Here's a better view on MILB TV. Walton fielded it, reached out, and I guess he got him on the arm with his glove. And the runner, Duzenac, doesn't want to leave. He is standing around at second base. This argument continues. Velazquez talking to two umpires now. Both the third base umpire, Matt Brown, and the home plate umpire, David Arrieta. And this has been going on for a while now. Velazquez still talking to him, and now the plate umpire, Arrieta, is trying to move things along, and he's going to walk Velazquez off the field, and Duzenac has finally agreed to terms and accepted the fact that he's out, and he has gone back into the dugout. So a runner is at first with two outs for Jake Hager. And we're ready for play to resume. Hager's at first base is a great base stealer. He might be on the move immediately. He's being held on by Green. Hernandez is 10 for 11 stealing bases this year. And here's the pitch. The runner does not go, and it is down low and away to Hager, ball one. Three-one, Rainiers with the lead here in the top of the third inning. And McCacken with a move to first, and back in with a dive is Hernandez. Now the 1-0 coming. The runner goes. The pitch is low, and then O'Keefe loses the ball, making the transfer from the mitt to his throwing hand, and there is no throw to second base, and Yanni Hernandez steals it, his 11th steal of the season. We've talked about how the Red Ears have been the best base-stealing team in AAA baseball this year. Reno's been pretty good, too. They are now 37 for 49 in base-stealing attempts as a club. Here's a grounder just foul down the third baseline. 2-1 to Hager. The Aces, 37 steals as a team, is the third highest total in the league. We'll see if the Rainiers run wild in this series, because Reno has had a lot of difficulty controlling the opposing team's running game. Opposing teams are 38 for 40. Stealing against Reno this year. Now the 2-1 pitch hit in the air to shallow left. Here comes Hamilton, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Reno does not score the top of the third. They get a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoba 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at weartacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears with a 3-1 lead over the Reno Aces. Top of the order coming up. It'll be Haggerty, Walton, and Lewis in the bottom of the third. Haggerty flied to left field, swinging at the first pitch of the first inning. Corbin Martin delivers one down in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 the count. And today is a rare opportunity for baseball nuts in the Pacific Northwest to do a doubleheader in two different locations, as here's a swing and a miss for a strike. 1-1 to have a day game here in Tacoma, and the Mariners 31 miles away playing a night game at T-Mobile Park against the Phillies. So here's one down low for a ball to Haggerty. Yeah, the 2-1 is inside, ball three. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is up and away, ball four. And there's the first walk of the day. And it's drawn by Sam Haggerty. So he heads down to first base. And now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Walton lined out to second base his first time up. Now a pickoff move by Martin, and they get Haggerty. They pick him off. Corbin Martin picks off Haggerty. We were just talking at the top of the order about how Reno hasn't been able to stop the opposing team's running game this year, and Martin, who has not been with them until today, promptly picks off a runner. Now the pitch to Walton, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Donovan Walton, left-hand hitter, looking out towards the hill. And the next pitch is swung on and lined to the shortstop. Hager making the catch, and two men are gone. So Walton's batted twice. He's hit two line drives, and they've both been caught. One by the second baseman and one by the shortstop. So now Kyle Lewis is the hitter. He bounced back to the pitcher his first time up. Lewis stands in. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming from Martin. And it swung on and smashed between the shortstop and the second baseman and through the shift and into left center, a base hit for Kyle Lewis. And he has his first hit of the day. So Lewis hit a sharp one hopper here between the shortstop and the second baseman, who were both playing on the left side of the diamond with the shift on. And Lewis yanked a pitch right through there. So he is on at first base with one away. And now Souza is at the plate. And the pitch to Souza is up high and outside. 1-0 the count. Martin hitting 94 on the stadium radar gun with that pitch. Now a turn and a throw to first, and Lewis is back in standing up. Souza singled and scored last inning. And the pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes to Souza, who has really had a knack for drawing walks in the early going this season. Ranked fifth in the league with 17 walks drawn, and that's in just 20 games. He swings and pops one up foul on the first base side, and that's out of play into the seats here at Cheney. 2-1. Now the next pitch is a check swing, and that missed for ball three, 3-1. So Lewis at first, the pitch is a called strike. Souza a little surprised to find out that that was not ball four. He thought it was high. Full count now, 3-2. With one out, we'll see if Lewis is on the move. He has a small lead at first. And he does go, and the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Lewis was asked to be a little daring on the bases for his first time on this rehab assignment on Sunday in Salt Lake when he scored from second base on a single to left field that Souza hit, where the Rainiers' third base coach, Zach Vincey, waved him in, and it was a close play. He goes again, and this pitch is hit in the air towards right, and coming in on it is Bishop, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out here in the bottom of the third. No runs for Tacoma on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Reno 1.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Right here's lead Reno 3-1. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, where it was sunny up until, just now. A big cloud has moved over and blocked out the sun, at least for the moment. And Jake McCarthy stands in the batter's box for the Aces. Yeah, the pitch from Darren McCacken is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. McCacken has needed just 33 pitches to get through the first three innings. Now the 1-0 to McCarthy is outside, 2-0. McCarthy flied out his first time up, but he came into play today hitting .419 in his first 12 AAA games of the year. He's also appeared in 13 games in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. He made their opening day roster. He bunts one foul, and the count goes to 2-1. These two teams were real rivals last year, and they got into it on the field on multiple occasions, once involving a a full-scale brawl, but not many Reno players are returning from that squad. As here's a liner to first, and it's caught by Green on the fly, they say. And that is a line out to the first baseman. So one away, and now Stone Garrett is the batter. Both teams have had a lot of personnel change from last year. And on the Reno side, McCarthy, who just lined out, is one of the few players who was with them down the stretch quite a bit last year. And the pitch to Stone Garrett misses for a ball, 1-0. Garrett singled and scored in the second inning. Now the 1-0. And it's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side, 1-1. One pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken gets ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. McCacken ready now, and his 1-2 pitch is on its way to Garrett, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. Mentioned earlier, the Red Ears come into this series with a little momentum, winning the last game in Salt Lake City on Sunday. Reno also won their last game on Sunday. So now the 2-2 is grounded up the middle, and reaching to field it is Walton. He spins and throws to first on one hop, but it is not in time. Garrett legs out an infield single, and that's his second hit of the afternoon. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Reno was playing Round Rock, the Texas Rangers affiliate, the team with the best record in the league. And Round Rock won that series 4-2, but Reno did win the last game on Sunday in Reno, 6-5. McCacken now ready to work on Canzone, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Reno took a 5-0 lead in the second inning on Sunday and held on with the excellent bullpen work. Their bullpen pitched 6 innings in that game and allowed just 1 run. McCacken turns and throws to first, and back in is Garrett. Dropped 4 out of 6 against Round Rock. Prior to that, they were down in El Paso. They lost 4 out of 6 there. They did get a series win at home 3 weeks ago against Salt Lake. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Canzone. 0-2 now. Rainiers have decided they're going to shift Canzone. They've got 3 infielders on the right side now and only Mejia on the left. Sun reappearing now, and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Canzone, and McCacken has his 3rd strikeout of the day. 2 away and a runner at first. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy hit the sack fly in the 2nd that brought in Reno's lone run so far. Right-hand hitter. And a AAA rookie this year. McCacken with his pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Elsewhere on Sunday in this league, El Paso beat Sugarland 10-2 behind the pitching of Randy Kinnear, who allowed 1 run in 6 innings and struck out 8. So now the 0-1 is on its way from McCacken. Nope, but turning a throw to first, and Garrett dives in safely. Garrett's 4-for-4 stealing bases this year. Vegas won at Sacramento on Sunday, 3-1. Starting pitcher Adam Aller just sent down from the Oakland A's, went 5 innings for Vegas, allowed 1 run, got the win. So here's one outside for a ball to Kennedy. And then Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 11-5. Isotopes have a hot starting pitcher in Ryan Feltner, who improved to 4-0 with that win. Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down to second is not in time. The ball getting loose, and Garrett steals it with a head-first dive. Second steal for the Aces in this game. And now they have a runner in scoring position. In the Albuquerque-Oklahoma City game on Sunday, Oklahoma City Dodgers outfielder Stephen Romero hit his first home run of the year. The former Rainier, who went deep for Oklahoma City. It was his first Pacific Coast League home run since 2016 when he was with Tacoma. He spent the last 5 years playing in Japan, hit 96 homers in Japan over the last 5 years, and then came back to the States this year and signed with the Dodgers at age 33, and he's with Oklahoma City. Here's a pitch outside to Kennedy, 2-2 now. So Stephen Romero back in the PCL, and he hit one out on Sunday. Runner at second, two outs, two balls, two strikes to Buddy Kennedy. And McCackett's pitch is a fastball called strike three right at the knees, and down goes Kennedy. And that is strikeout number four for McCackett, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Our score, Tacoma 3, Reno 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. Coverage that adapts when you need to change. Claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Reno 1. Brian O'Keefe to lead things off for Tacoma against right-hander Corbin Martin. And the pitch to O'Keefe is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe singled in the second inning and scored. The Rainiers got all their runs in the second on the three-run homer by Zach Green. And O'Keefe lines one into left center, and that's going to get down for a hit and possibly more. Over to field it is McCarthy, the center fielder. O'Keefe's digging for second, and he slides in there safely with a leadoff double. Brian O'Keefe doubles to left center field. And that gets the Red Ears started here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eric Mejia now the batter. Switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed here. He tried to bunt his last time up and popped it up. Now the pitch from Martin is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swung on and popped up into shallow center. Back goes Hager, in is McCarthy, and Hager, the shortstop, makes the catch, and that's Mejia pops up to the shortstop. And now Zach Green will be the batter.
Number 12, Zach Green.
Green hit the three-run homer in the second inning. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Corbin Martin in the second inning left a fastball in Green's wheelhouse. 0-2 the count, and it is up and away for a ball, 1-2. So the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Green goes down swinging, and there's the second out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Second strikeout for Corbin Martin. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Leading from second is O'Keefe with two outs, and the pitch to Wall is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. This is the opener of the homestand. Tomorrow night's game's at 6:05. Justice Sheffield set to start for the Red Ears tomorrow. That's the one. And Reno is going to start right-hander Ryan Nelson, one of their pitching prospects who was a second-round pick in 2019 out of Oregon. 2-0 pitch. Check swing roller out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. Martin, he throws to first and gets the speedy Wall by a step for the final out of the bottom of the fourth inning. A leadoff double doesn't lead to anything. No runs on a hit, one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tecoma. The Red Ears with a 3-1 lead over the Reno Aces. Darren McCacken, 8-9 hitters for Reno. Bishop, Gratterall, and Duzenac. Bishop stands in. He grounded into a double play earlier. Actually, he popped up into a double play earlier, and he takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Now he swings and lines one into right center field. That's a base hit for Bishop to start the fifth inning. So Bishop sprays a single into right center. And that's hit number five for the Aces. One, right. And Juan Graterol will be the next batter. Graterol struck out swinging in the second. And he's 0 for 1. Pitch from McCacken to Graterol is taken up high for a ball. Time for our Mariner minor league report. And, well, yesterday was Monday, and Mondays are days off for pretty much all of the minor leagues for most of the season. Not entirely, but mostly. So here's one inside for a ball to Graterol. And yesterday, no one in the Mariners farm system played. Teams were traveling, though. Double-A Arkansas starts a series at San Antonio tonight. The Arkansas club, 3 games under .500. 2-0 pitch on its way to Graterol, and this is in for a strike, 2-1. The Everett Aqua Sox, Advanced Class A, they were off yesterday. They start a series at Tri-City tonight. Aqua Sox, 6 games under .500. 2-1 pitch, swinging a foul back. Which of the Tri-Cities is the ballpark in? Pasco? Richland? What? Kennewick, there we go, Kennewick. It's in one of those cities. It's where the Aqua Sox are tonight. Now the 2-2 is swung on and looped over short and into left field. There's a base hit, and taking second is Bishop, and now Reno's got something brewing here in the top of the fifth with two on and no one out. And Camden Duzenac coming to the plate. The other Mariner affiliate, Low A Modesto, they start a series at home tonight against Inland Empire, Dodgers. Actually, that's the Angels now, Inland Empire. Here's Duzenac. The Rainiers have Mejia up on the grass at third. Middle infielder's at double play depth. And the pitch to Duzenac. He swings and hits a foul on the ground on the third base side. Past the Aces. Third base coach and hitting coach, Mark Reed, who is the brother of former Rainier and Mariner Jeremy Reed. McCacken now with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Duzenac, and this is a little blooper towards second. It'll be caught by Haggerty, a step or two onto the outfield grass, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. McCacken needed that one. He jammed Duzenac with his pitch and got a little flare to the second baseman. Now the lineup turns over, and Yanni Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez, switch hitter, will bat left-handed now. He's 0 for 2 today. Mejia still up on the grass at third. And McCacken with his pitch. Taken for a strike, 0-1. Hernandez has already been traded this season. He was in the starting lineup for Round Rock on opening day. Texas Rangers affiliate. They traded him to the Diamondbacks organization after one game with Round Rock. Here's one down and in to Hernandez. He got traded for a low-level outfield prospect named Jefferson Espinal. And Hernandez has been in the big leagues a bit for the Diamondbacks this year, too, after the deal. So the 1-2 pitch is ball two, 2-2. Two on, one out. Two balls, two strikes to Yanni Hernandez. And the pitch is a fastball for a called strike two. The count was wrong. It is now an even count, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Bishop with his lead at second and Gratterall at first. And McCacken with his pitch, and it swung on and pulled foul down the right field line into the Reno bullpen area. And it actually hit the fencing in front of the bullpen, and Steven Souza has to jog over and pick up the baseball. So still 2-2. Now McCacken is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him with a changeup, and Hernandez swung right through it. And McCacken has his fifth strikeout of the afternoon. A lot of movement on that pitch from McCacken. And now here's Hager. Runners with their leads, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Wall coming in. He's got to play it out of bounds. Rounding third is Bishop. He will score as the throw comes into second base. It's an RBI single for Jake Hager, and it is now Tacoma 3, Reno 2. Hager didn't hit it hard, which worked out to his advantage. He hit it out into shallow center field, and Forrest Wall couldn't charge in and catch it. He had to play it out of bounds. So Hager with the RBI single. And now Jake McCarthy is the batter. He's 0 for 2 today with a flyout and a lineout. Now the pitch is swung on and hit through between short and third and into left, and that's a base hit. And around third is Gratterall. He's headed home. And he scores the tying run, and the throw comes into third, and there's no one there. And picking up the ball in foul territory is McCacken. It is a tie game now. Jake McCarthy singles into left center and drives in the tying run. And when the dust settles, Hager is at third and McCarthy at second with two outs. And McCarthy with his 12th run batted in 13 games for Reno, and he now has an 11-game hitting streak. Here's Stone Garrett, who's 2-for-2 today. Two men in scoring position in a tie game, and the pitch is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now McCacken with the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Hamilton racing towards the foul line. Get it. And it is simply a strike to Garrett. No balls, two strikes. McCacken trying to get out of this inning with no further damage. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's a fastball just off the plate. 1-2. Down the line from third is Hager. McCarthy leads from second. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow center. Haggerty is calling for it, battling the sun, and he makes the catch, and there is the final out of the inning. Garrett pops up to the second baseman, and that does it for Reno in the top of the fifth. But they tie the game, scoring two runs on four hits, all singles. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 3.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Tacoma and Reno all tied up 3-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Billy Hamilton, Sam Haggerty, and Donovan Walton will bat this inning against Reno starter Corbin Martin. Rainiers have been holding the lead for several innings as now the first pitch to Hamilton is pulled foul down the third baseline. Reno just tied this game up in the top of the fifth. The count to Hamilton, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Oh, and to the count. And here's one down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch coming. And it's a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Corbin Martin strikes out Billy Hamilton for his second time today. And third strikeout overall for Martin. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. And the pitch to Haggerty is in there for a strike. Haggerty has flied out to deep left and he has walked. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. Mentioned earlier, there's the opportunity to do the Rainiers-Mariners doubleheader today. M's game is tonight at 6:40 against the Phillies, a rare opponent for the Mariners in Seattle, a team that doesn't come into town every year or anything close to it. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. The Mariners are starting Robbie Ray this evening against the Phillies ace, Aaron Nola. So here's a swing and a miss. There's strike two, and Haggerty, or strike three, pardon me, the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Corbin Martin. Two down for Donovan Walton, who was lined out twice. I just called Aaron Nola the Phillies ace. That might not be true. I guess you would say that Zach Wheeler is the Phillies ace. I think. Or is it Nola? It's probably Wheeler. Here's the pitch to Walton, and it's outside for a ball. Mariners lost yesterday, but Danny Young made his big league debut. The lefty recently called up from Tacoma. So here's a swing and a bouncer to second. That's fielded by Hernandez, and he throws out Walton at first base, ending the inning. The Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the fifth. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning in Tacoma. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked.
Oh, fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the sixth inning, a 3-3 tie here. The Reno Aces with Dominic Canzone leading things off, and he pulls the first pitch from Darren McCacken deep down the right field line, but foul. It hooked foul before reaching the foul pole. And thus, that is strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch to Canzone's down and in for a ball. McCacken now at 73 pitches. We expect to see Mariners reliever Sergio Romo work in this game. So here's a swing and a pop-up onto the outfield grass behind shortstop, and calling for it is Walton, and he makes the catch, and there is the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Canzone retired, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy is 0-for-1 with a sack fly and an RBI. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1 to Kennedy. The Rainiers are going to use Romo today, but he will start a fresh inning. They won't bring him in mid-inning. He's going to get in there today, or so I was told. So now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Now McKenna with the 1-1 pitch. And that's over for a strike, 1-2. So McCacken's ahead of the count, 1-2. He has struck out 5 so far. Make it 6. Down goes Kennedy swinging. And that is the second out here in the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout number 6. And now Braden Bishop will be the batter. And this one is low and away for a ball. Bishop last year was with Sacramento for the majority of the season. So he takes one inside. He actually began the year with the Rainiers. He was with Tacoma on opening day. And then he was DFA'd off the Mariners' 40-man roster and claimed by the Giants and went to Sacramento for the rest of the year. He hits one out into shallow center, and it lands in front of Forrest Wall, and that's going to be a two-out single for Braden Bishop. His second hit of the game. And now Juan Gratterall will hit. Gratterall's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is swung on and driven to left field. Backing up is Hamilton, looking up, but this one is gone. A two-run home run for Juan Graterol, his first of the year. And the Reno Aces snap the tie and take the lead here at the top of the sixth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 3. So Graterol pulls one to left field. His first home run of the season. Now Camden Duzenak is the hitter. Duzenak's 1-for-2 with a single so far. And McCacken's pitch is a fastball called a strike. Next pitch is bounced foul, third base side. Now the 0-2 is outside with a fastball. In the bottom of this inning, Kyle Lewis, Steven Souza Jr., and Brian O'Keefe are scheduled to bat. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field. This is struck well. Back is Souza and Wall, and it bounces off of the outfield fence. And into second base with a two-out double is Camden Duzenak. Suddenly, the Aces, who had hit nothing but singles all day, are starting to get extra base hits. A homer by Graterol, and now the double by Duzenak. And the Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe, goes to talk to McCacken for a moment. McCacken got through the first four innings, allowing just one run. And then in the fifth, they scored two runs off him, hitting four singles. Nothing was really hit that hard that inning, but they just kept finding holes or the outfield grass. This inning, some extra base hits. And well-struck drives. Now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. And the pitch is taken for ball one. Now this pitch is a swing and a bouncer, foul first base side. Yeah, the 1-1 coming. And it is swung on and hit hard to short and backhanded by Walton. And he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. That does it for the Aces in the top of the sixth. But they break through. Reno takes the lead. Two runs on three hits. There were Dewares and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. Bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno leads Tacoma 5-3. Kyle Lewis will lead things off for the Red Ears here at the bottom of the sixth. Red Ears had a 3-1 lead when Zach Green hit the three-run homer in the second as the first pitch to Lewis is in for a strike. But the Red Ears have not scored since then, and Reno has taken a 5-3 lead. Kyle Lewis is 1-for-2 today. He's bounced to the pitcher, and he has singled solidly to left center. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. So Lewis is behind in the count. Corbin Martin, who I thought was going to have a shorter outing since he'd been pitching out of the Diamondbacks bullpen before today, is, he just threw his 70th pitch as that one was outside to Lewis, and the count goes to 1-2. So he's gone deeper into this game than I had imagined. He's also been very economical with his pitch count. 1-2 is down and in to Lewis, and the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. So full count. And here comes the payoff pitch to the 2020 Rookie of the Year, and it is up and in, ball four, and Lewis heads down to first base. He draws a walk, and that's the second walk issued by Corbin Martin. And now Steven Souza Jr. will be the batter. Souza, who has homered in each of the last two games he's played in, has not hit one yet today, but he's representing the tying run right now. And the pitch is fastball a little low. Ball one. Martin still hitting 94 on the gun with the fastball. She did right there. Now the pitch is swung out and pulled foul down the left field line. Reno beginning to warm up a left-hander in the bullpen. It's Tyler Holton. 1-1 the count to Souza. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Rainiers have bullpen action as well. I believe it's Sergio Romo warming up. Here's the 1-2 to Souza. And it is swung on, grounded right to short. Hager goes to Hernandez. There's one on to Canzone for the double play. Hard grounder right to the shortstop, and that's about as tailor-made as a double play ball can be. Two down, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. He's 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is a check swing. He did not go around. That is ball one. One 0 pitch is hit hard and passed. Hernandez and through into center field. And O'Keefe is aboard with his third hit of the game. A low line shot right past Yonny Hernandez, who tried to tumble to the ground and backhand it. Couldn't flag it down. So O'Keefe is 3-for-3. He has half of the Rainiers' hits today. And here's Eric Mejia, but first time called. The catcher, Gratterall, is going to wander out to the mound and have a few words with Corbin Martin and buy some time for the lefty in the bullpen. Could be in one of those situations here. Well, now someone from the dugout is coming out, too, for Reno. This could be their pitching coach, Doug Drayback. No, that's not Drayback. That's their manager. They're going to make a change here. All right, that's it for Corbin Martin as the manager, Gil Velazquez, is making the move here. And he is going to bring in the lefty, Holton, from the bullpen. So we'll take a break for a pitching change with two outs in the sixth and a runner at first base. Our score is Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno leads Tacoma 5-3. And Eric Mejia will bat now against the new pitcher, Tyler Holton. And Holton is set. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Holton in his seventh appearance for Reno, 2-0 with a 7.36 ERA in 11 innings. And the 1-0 to Mejia is in there for a strike. And the count goes even, 1-1. Corbin Martin, in his first start of the year, went 5 2/3 innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, although he is responsible for the runner at first base. He walked 2, struck out 4. Next pitch to Mejia, swing and a miss for a strike, 1-2. Mejia had a 3-hit game on Sunday in the Rainiers' last outing in Salt Lake City, looking for his first hit today. And now Holton with the pitch, and it is low for a ball, 2-2 the count. Holton made his major league debut earlier this year for the Diamondbacks with his 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Mejia strikes out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the seventh inning with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you own, you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and the Rainiers are trailing Reno by a score of 5-3. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rainiers, making his Tacoma debut and his Cheney Stadium debut, Sergio Romo, who is here on a rehab assignment today. He's been out with a sore shoulder, but ready to go and have this rehab game here today. Romo on in relief of Darren McCacken. McCacken went six innings and allowed 11 hits and five runs all earned. No walks and six strikeouts. He's the pitcher of record for the Rainiers at the moment. So Jake Hager, Gio Romo, as a major leaguer on rehab, that means the pitch clock rules we've been using in the minor leagues are off while he's on the hill. So he can take all day between pitches if he wants. Here's his first pitch to Hager, and it is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Romo pitched in just two games for Seattle, two scoreless innings before landing on the IL. And if things go well here today, I imagine he'll be activated by the Mariners again very quickly. Here's the 1-0 on its way to Hager, and it's a swing and a miss. Romo is 39 years old and has been pitching in the majors since 2008. He's been on three World Series champions. Now it's 1-1 pitch to Hager is outside for a ball, 2-1. And not just been on three World Series championships, but like a key member of the bullpen pitching crucial innings on three World Series championship clubs. Now here's his 2-1 pitch to Hager. And it is swung on and fouled out of play. 2-2. And this is his first game at Cheney Stadium, despite coming up through the Giants system. You would think, well, he was in AAA for the Giants, he would have played here, but he hardly had any AAA time before reaching the big leagues. In fact, he barely had any AA time. A little more of that, but not a lot. He was a very fast riser through the minor leagues. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate by Hager. Still 2-2. Romo was drafted by the Giants in 2005, and they started him in the A-ball ranks in 05, and then midway through 06, they moved him to the bullpen when he was at low A Augusta. And then in 2007, he was at high A San Jose, had a 1.36 per nine innings pitched ratio, and the Giants fast-tracked him to the big leagues from there. So the 2-2 is pulled foul. Back when he was coming up in the Giants system, their AAA affiliate was Fresno. He pitched in a grand total of six games for Fresno. Six. That's it. Three in 2008 and three in 2009. Here's a little bouncer to short, charged and fielded by Walton. Throw it to first for the out, and one man is gone. In the top of the seventh inning, Romo gets Jake Hager to bounce out to shortstop. And now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. Romo is from Brawley, California. which is in Southern California in the desert. Here's his pitch to McCarthy, and it is low for a ball, 1-0. Romo now ready. Here's the 1-0. And it is a swing and a foul back. Counts even 1-1. One and one the count to McCarthy. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to right field. This is deep. Back is Souza, but it is gone. Jake McCarthy with a solo homer to right. And the Aces make it a 6-3 lead. McCarthy pulling his third home run of the year. And the Aces now have 6 runs on a dozen hits today. And they've hit 2 homers in this game. So a 6-3 Aces, and next up is Stone Garrett, who is 2-for-3 today. And the pitch. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on, grounded to third, fielded by Mejia, and he fires across the diamond with his strong arm and gets Garrett for the second out here in the top of the seventh inning. So 2 down in the top of the seventh. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone 1-for-3 with a single so far. And this pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now Romo ready, and the 1-0 is in there for a strike. Change up there from the veteran. The 1-1 pitch, down and in, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Reniers shifting Canzone. And the pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the right field line. Ball had home run distance on it, but to the right of the foul pole. 2-2 the count. And now Romo with his 2-2. And it swung on and bounced foul, still 2-2. Romo signed with the Mariners late in spring training. Has over 13 years of major league service time. 2-2 pitch, low ball 3. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Buddy Kennedy. Reniers have a lefty in the pen. And the 3-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with the off-speed pitch. And Canzone goes down swinging at the change. And that does it for Reno in the seventh. But McCarthy went deep. A solo homer. One run on one hit. And no one left. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Reno 6, Tacoma 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play.
Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. It is 6-3. Reno with the lead over the Rainiers. And Zach Green will lead things off against Tyler Holton. And the first pitch is swung on, grounded sharply right to the shifted second baseman, Yanni Hernandez, who fields it and throws out Green. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. So the Rainiers down 3 as we move into the late innings. We'll see if they can get the offense going for some possible comeback scenarios here in the late innings. As the first pitch to Wall is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. And the pitch is inside for a ball. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left. Duzenac going back towards the edge of the warning track, and he makes the catch. Wall is retired, and there are two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Billy Hamilton will now be the batter. Hamilton's 0 for 2 today. Struck out twice against the Reno starter, Corbin Martin. And the pitch to Hamilton is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. And this pitch is on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Now here's one down in the dirt. 2-2 to Hamilton with Haggerty in the on-deck circle. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it's swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Billy Hamilton is aboard with a two-out single to right field. And hit number 7 for Tacoma. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty's been quiet today, 0 for 2. He did walk one time, but then he immediately got picked off. See if Hamilton tries to steal here against this lefty. Pitch to Haggerty is popped up foul, giving Chase Canzone the first baseman, but he can't get it. It's on the berm. That is strike one. Hamilton is 3-for-3 stealing bases for the Rainiers this year. Yeah, the 0-1 on its way. Pickoff move, Hamilton back in. Billy Hamilton, one of the most prolific base stealers of the last 10 years, and really longer than that, probably the last 12 or 13 years, including the minor leagues, where he was the stuff of legend when he had his young legs. 155 steals in 1 year. Here's a swing and a miss by Haggerty, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Haggerty, and the inning is over. Rainiers do not score in the seventh. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded on base. We go to the eighth inning. It is Reno 6, Tacoma 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet. But why not take
Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the eighth inning. Reno leads Tacoma 6-3. New pitcher for the Rainiers, it is Ramirez. Why Ramirez? Johan Ramirez. Rainiers with 2 Ramirezes in the bullpen right now. The righty is Johan. He's into pitch. Lefty Nick has not yet been seen in today's game. Johan's making his 4th appearance for Tacoma. He's allowed 5 runs in 5 innings of work since coming down from the big leagues. And Ramirez will face Buddy Kennedy, Braden Bishop, and Juan Gratterall here in the top of the 8th inning. Ramirez is ready to work on Kennedy. He's into his motion, and the pitch is in the dirt and to the backstop. That is ball one. Reno scored a run of the second. This man, Kennedy, hit a sack fly that brought in Stone Garrett. Rainier scored 3 in the bottom of the second when Zach Green launched a 3-run homer to left field. So now Ramirez's pitch is inside. And the Rainiers held a 3-1 lead for a while, but in the top of the 5th inning, Reno strung together, well, they had four singles in the inning, the last two of them coming with two outs and driving in runs for a strike now. And then the Aces took the lead in the sixth inning with a two-out rally when Bishop singled and Juan Graterol hit his first homer of the year. 2-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Backing towards the corner is Souza on the move, and he makes the catch. And there is the first out here in the top of the eighth inning. Souza had to turn on the jets there at the end to haul that one in. So Kennedy lines out to the right fielder. One down, and now Braden Bishop is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. That is strike two. So 0-2 to Bishop. Now Ramirez winds and fires, and the 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes. One day game today in the major leagues. First game of a doubleheader. The Tigers beat the A's 6-0. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Down goes Bishop, and Ramirez has his first strikeout. Two down. And now Juan Graterol will be the batter. In that Tigers shutout of Oakland, the starting pitcher for Detroit was the Seattle U product, Tarek Skubal. Now the pitch is swung on and blasted by Graterol to left. Back it goes, and it is gone onto the deck. Second home run of the game for Juan Graterol, who had not hit one yet this season, and today he has hit two. And this one was a no-doubter to left field. And on the first pitch he saw, too, and he homered his last time up. He's homered on back-to-back pitches between the sixth and eighth innings. This was a fastball from Ramirez that he just cranked out of here. Seven, three, Reno. And now Camden Dusenak is the batter. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike. 0-1 the count. And now the pitch is a swing and a foul back by Dusenak. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2, check swing, miss strike three, except the ball went to the backstop. The catcher, O'Keefe, picks it up, throws to first, but it's too late. Dusenak reaches on a strike three wild pitch. So Ramirez will get credited for a strikeout, but Dusenak is not out. He's on base, having reached on the wild pitch that got past the catcher. And now Yanni Hernandez is the hitter. Hernandez is 0-4. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul into the seats on the third base side. Counts even, 1-1. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rainiers' scheduled batters are Walton, Lewis, and Souza. Now Ramirez with his 1-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Dusenak, the runner at first, bluffed like he was going to steal. Now the 2-1 with the runner going is called a strike. Throw to second, and they got him at second base. Walton applying the tag. Brian O'Keefe guns down Dusenak trying to steal to wrap up the top of the eighth inning. But the Aces add another run on one hit. The homer by Gratterall, his second of the game. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Reno 7, Tacoma 3.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Reno 7, Tacoma 3. And in to do the pitching for the Aces is one of their returnees, Jesus Lirianzo, on to work here in the eighth. Donovan Walton will start things off. And he stands in, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Lirianzo is in relief of Tyler Holton, who worked an inning and a third scoreless, allowing one hit. No walks, two strikeouts. And here's a swing and a pop-up foul on the third base side. And Kennedy in foul ground has room, and he makes the catch right near the netting. And Walton is retired, one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. And Lewis is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. He settles in. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1. Well, Lirianzo will show Lewis a big league fastball, and that first one there was 97 on the gun. Next pitch on its way. And there's one outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now here comes the 1-1 on its way. And it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Lewis coming back from the torn meniscus in his right knee. 2-1 pitch is fouled away, 2-2. Such a talented player, but he's had so many issues with that one knee. It's one he injured in the low minors on his way to the big leagues and had to miss a year. And now he's got to manage it and manage the pain moving forward. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. during this rehab assignment. This is his fifth game. He's DH'd four times and played the outfield for seven innings in one game. Now the 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and Lewis goes down looking, and there's the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Steven Souza Jr. will be the batter. Souza is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Tomorrow night's game's at 6:05. Justice Sheffield on the hill for the Red Ears. So now the 0-1 to Souza is outside for a ball. Now the 1-1 coming from Lirianzo out back. Count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, no one on. And the pitch from Lirianzo is swung on and fouled back. Souza just missing a fastball there. Still 1-2. This is the only day game in the Pacific Coast League today. Now the 1-2 is outside, 2-2. If you want to try one of these Rainiers Tuesday day games, the next one's coming up 2 weeks from today here at Cheney. And the pitch is just a smidge outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. 2 weeks from today, the Rainiers host Las Vegas in an 11:35 a.m. game. Time called now. Souza steps out. And now he's back in there, ready to hit again. Here's the 3-2 on its way from Lirianzo, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Once again, Lirianzo is ready. Here's his 3-2 coming to Souza. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball in on his hands. And Jesus Lirianzo works a three up, three down, bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth. Reno Aces leading. It is Reno 7, Tacoma 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra. And that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the ninth inning. Reno leading Tacoma 7-3. Right here's with a new pitcher on the mound. It's the lefty Roenis Elias. And he'll face the top of the Reno lineup. Yoan Ramirez went one inning, allowed one hit, but it was a homer, so one run and no walks, two strikeouts. Here's the pitch to Hernandez, and it is swung on and fouled away. There is strike one. Elias for the Red Ears today with the 0-1, and it is lined down the right field line. Fair ball, and chasing it down is Souza, and Hernandez can move, and the ball escapes Souza, and Hernandez is around second. He's on his way to third, and he will make it there with a slide. It'll be a triple for Yanni Hernandez, his first three-base hit of the season, and that greets Elias here in the top of the ninth inning. Souza knew what he was dealing with in right field. He knew that the batter was very quick, so he raced over towards the foul line to try to stop that ball from getting past him and down into the corner, and instead it took a funny bounce and got past him anyway. And Hernandez ends up with the triple. Infield is in, and the pitch to Hager is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Hager's 1-for-4 with a RBI single in the fifth. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Hamilton lining it up, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hernandez. Hamilton lets loose a throw to the plate. It's close, and they say that Hernandez, who did not slide, just ran in, is safe. Oh, boy, Hamilton made a great throw on the fly to Brian O'Keefe, who stood there, caught it, and put a tag on Hernandez, who was just gliding by like he thought he had an easy score or something. And I'm not so sure the umpire got that call right. I think the Rainiers may have gotten a bad break right there. But Hernandez is safe, and it is 8-3. And now the pitch is fouled off the plate umpire's mask. There's strike one. Sacrifice fly for Hager. No, 0-1 the count to Jake McCarthy, who hit that homer in the seventh. It's outside for a ball. Reno has now scored in five consecutive innings. Two in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh, one in the eighth, and one in the ninth. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. So 2-1. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air. Foul on the third base side. Chasing is Mejia, but this is out of play in the seats. And the count's even 2-2. Aces have right-hander Kevin Ginkle warming up in the pen. Now the 2-2 to McCarthy is outside, ball three. Next pitch coming from Elias, and it is down and in, ball four. So a one-out walk for McCarthy. He heads down to first base. And now Stone Garrett will bat with one out. He's 2-for-4 with a couple of singles today. Elias with his pitch. And it's taken just off the plate outside for a ball 1-0. Now Elias with the 1-0. And this one's down low, 2-0. Elias falling behind in the count. Now time called by O'Keefe. He wants to go talk to Elias, who doesn't appear to be in his usual rhythm here. And O'Keefe's going to go out there and take a moment. Let Elias relax for a sec. So two balls, no strikes. The count to Stone Garrett with a runner at first and one out. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center field. Lining it up is Forrest Wall, and he's there to make the catch. Tagging at first and bluffing, but holding is the runner McCarthy. And now two men are gone in the top of the ninth. So Garrett flies to center. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone's 1-for-4 with a single so far. And Elias with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a swing and a foul back, strike two, and Elias well ahead of the count on Canzone. Rainiers do the dramatic shift with Canzone up with the three infielders on the right side of the second baseman out in shallow right field. Mejia, the only man on the left side of the diamond. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers' scheduled hitters are O'Keefe, Mejia, and Zach Green. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it's in the dirt outside. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Elias trying to put him away. He gets the sign from O'Keefe. And the 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball that just misses ball three. And the count is full, 3-2. Now here comes the payoff on its way. And it is swung on and lined to the left side and caught by Mejia, the only man over there for the final out of the inning. A liner to the third baseman to wrap up the top of the ninth. But Reno gets another run, and they do it with just one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Reno 8, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Tacoma Rainiers in need of a big rally. They trail this game 8-3. Ryan O'Keefe will lead things off. And the first pitch to him from Kevin Ginkle misses for a ball. It's a 1-0. Ginkle just entered this game. The righty on in relief of Jesus Lirianzo, who worked a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning with a pair of strikeouts. They had the pitch to O'Keefe is fouled away. There's strike two. O'Keefe is 3-for-3 today with 2 singles and a double, and he has scored a run. And O'Keefe had something happen to him on that last swing, and out from the dugout is the Rainiers trainer, Michael Feliciano, to talk to O'Keefe, who is bent over in some pain, standing between the dugout and home plate, and manager Tim Fedorovich is there as well. O'Keefe's coming back from the hamate bone surgery, the broken hamate bone, and I wonder if on that last swing he did something to disturb the area where that is in the process of healing. It was just a standard swing there, but well, now watching the replay, I'm not entirely sure where that, where his injury would be. Well, Marcus Wilson's going to bat for him and take over the 0-2 count. So Wilson will hit here. And we hope O'Keefe is all right. Hope it's nothing serious. As MILB TV viewers see him in the dugout right now. And I wonder if he pulled a leg muscle on that swing. I'm just guessing. I don't know. Anyway, the count is 1-1. The count that Wilson inherits, and the pitch from Ginkle is taken down and in for a ball. Now the 2-1 pitch is coming. And this is high and away, ball 3. So Wilson's ahead of the count. 3-1. And here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full down, 3-2. So 3-2, Mejia on deck, Green after him. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Ginkle strikes out the first batter he faces, a combination of Brian O'Keefe and Marcus Wilson. 1 out, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. That strikeout will go to the record of Wilson, by the way. Yeah, and it is taken in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's the 0-1 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss there, strike two. So Ginkle ahead in the count here. And his next pitch is up and away. Ginkle comes into play with a 1.93 ERA in 10 games. And now with 17 strikeouts at 9 2/3 innings on the season. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Mejia, 98 on the radar gun. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And here comes Zach Greene. The Red Ears down to their last out. Green's 1-for-3, hit that three-run homer in the second inning that gave the Red Ears the lead in the early going today. But they haven't scored since then. And the pitch to Green is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. 97 on the gun from Ginkle. He looks like he did when the Diamondbacks first moved him up to AAA in 2019. He was very impressive down the stretch for Reno that year, Kevin Ginkle. Next pitch is a check swing, and he went around on the slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Rainier's down to their last strike. And now the 0-2 pitch is coming, and it is a ball, 1-2. Slider that misses. Aces lead 8-3. On deck is Forrest Wall, hoping to get another at bat today. Now the 1-2 pitch is coming to Green. And it is a slider low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Green battles back in the count, brings it even. Now Ginkle with the 2-2 on its way. And it is up high and inside at 98 on the gun. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and down goes Green, and that's the ball game. Ginkle strikes out the side in the ninth. And what started out as a promising day for the Red Ears and an early lead ends up being a loss. Reno takes this one. 8-3 is the final score here at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears fall to 9-22 on the season. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard coming up in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash, pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn, and fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Reno takes the opener of this six-game series by a final score of 8-3 today in our first midweek day game at Cheney Stadium this season. And it got off to a good start for the Rainiers, who are coming into this one with some good momentum, coming off a win in Salt Lake City and coming off of back-to-back games with huge offensive eruptions. And the Rainiers were hoping the hot hitting would continue into the homestand. And early on, it looked like that would be the case. Reno did get one run in the top of the second inning against Rainier starter Darren McCacken when Stone Garrett singled and eventually scored on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Buddy Kennedy. But at the bottom of the second, facing Reno's Corbin Martin, Steven Souza led off the inning with a base hit to left field, and then Brian O'Keefe had the first of his And then with one out of the inning, Zach Green got into a pitch. He got a fastball at his wheelhouse, and he lifted it out of here to left field for a three-run home run. And Green has homered in three consecutive games for the Rainiers. And that three-run home run was his seventh of the year. And he leads the club with 25 runs batted in. And it looked like it was just a continuation of the offensive firepower from the series in Salt Lake City. Alas, that was the end of the Rainiers offense today. The team just had four hits the final seven innings of the game and did not advance a runner to third base after the second inning. And meanwhile, Reno got things going. McCacken was rolling through the first four innings, had scattered four singles, had thrown only 50 pitches. In the fifth, Reno rallied with a quartet of singles. They had two on with two out when Jake Hager hit a soft single to center to drive in a run. And then Jake McCarthy had a single into shallow center as well that brought in another run. And Reno had tied it 3-3. And then in the sixth inning, McCacken got the first two hitters out, including a strikeout. But then Braden Bishop had a base hit to center field, his second hit of the game. And then the first really hard hit ball against McCacken was Juan Gratterall's two-run home run to left center, his first home run of the year. It snapped the tie, and it gave Reno the 5-3 lead. And then the aces would keep tacking on. Sergio Romo, in a rehab appearance, allowed a one-out solo homer to Jake McCarthy, who turned on a slider and lifted it out of here to right field for his third homer of the year. Romo retired the next two hitters, though, and set down three of the four batters he faced with a strikeout, but did give up that one homer. The Aces added another solo homer in the eighth inning with Yoan Ramirez on the hill for the Rainiers, and it was Gratterall again, lining a shot onto the deck in left field for his second home run of the day and of the season. And that made it 7-3 Reno. Ninth, when Yanni Hernandez hit a leadoff triple and scored on a Jake Hager sacrifice fly. Aces win it 8-3, the final score. Here are the final totals for Reno. 8 runs on 14 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Tacoma scores 3 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Corbin Martin. He's 1-0. The loss goes to McCacken. He's 1-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours 28 minutes, and the attendance 2,666. With the win, the Aces are now one game under 500 on the year at 15-16, and the Rainiers fall to 9-22. These two teams meet again tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. The Rainiers hosting Reno here at Cheney Stadium. Tomorrow's game at 6:05. Justice Sheffield starts for the Rainiers against Ryan Nelson of Reno. And we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:55. Aces win at 8-3. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, the Aces win the opener of this six-game series. They take down Tacoma 8-3, and the Red Deers will try to get even with them tomorrow night. Let's take a look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. There was only one day game in the big leagues today, with the Tigers beating the A's in the first game of a doubleheader. 6-0 was the final. Tarek Skubal, who's out of Seattle U in their baseball program, he tossed 7 shutout innings for Detroit today. Struck out 5, got his second win of the year. Jonathan Scope hit the game's only homer, his second home run of this season. They beat Frankie Montas. Game 2 of that doubleheader is coming up in a bit, with Adrian Martinez just called up from Las Vegas, making the start for the A's against the Tigers rookie Alex Fiedo. All the other Major League action today is later tonight, and there's quite an assortment of games, including the Mariners game. They are in action later on this evening at 6:40. The M's hosting the Phillies. Robbie Ray on the mound for the Mariners tonight against the Phillies, and Aaron Nola, 6:40 tonight at T-Mobile Park. Phillies won the opener of that series yesterday, 9-0. Mariners looking to get even tonight. Well, that's what the Red Ears are going to try to do tomorrow night as the Rainiers drop this one to Reno 8-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox Networking and Security gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, Reno takes the series opener 8-3, the final score here at Cheney Stadium in what was a pleasant day and is shaping up to be a fine afternoon here in the Pacific Northwest. But Reno does indeed win the opener of the six-game series. The Rainiers will try to get even with them in Game 2 tomorrow night at 6:05. All the other action in the Pacific Coast League today is night games. Oklahoma City plays at Round Rock tonight. Sugarland is at Albuquerque. Sacramento begins the series at El Paso. Blake Snell, by the way, is on a rehab start for El Paso tonight. And then Salt Lake is at Las Vegas this evening. Well, tomorrow night, the Red Ears will send Justice Sheffield to the mound against right-hander Ryan Nelson of Reno. Sheffield made his first start for Tacoma this year in Salt Lake City, and they are going to slowly build him up in terms of pitch count, as he began the year working out of the Mariners' bullpen and also not really pitching all that much either. But in his first start, he allowed 4 runs in 2 innings. He's looking to build upon that tomorrow night. He'll be opposed by Ryan Nelson of Reno, who was the Diamondbacks' second-round draft pick in 2019 out of the University of Oregon. So a little return to the Northwest for Ryan Nelson, although he's from I think he grew up in California. Or no, Nevada. He's from the Vegas area, but he did play college ball at Oregon, and he'll be making his first ever start at Cheney Stadium tomorrow. That's at 6.05 p.m., and we'll have the pregame on the broadcast stream for you beginning at 5.55. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today was Reno 8, Tecoma 3. Have a great afternoon.